Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Proverbs 20, verses 16 through 30 today in the NIRV, the New International Reader's Version, and this is what it says. Take the coat of one who puts up money for what a stranger owes. Hold it until you get paid back if it is done for an outsider. Food gained by cheating tastes sweet, but you will end up with a mouth full of gravel. Plans are made by asking for guidance, so if you go to war, get good advice. A person who talks about others tells secrets, so avoid anyone who talks too much. If anyone asks for bad things to happen to their father or mother, that person's lamp will be blown out in total darkness. Property that you claim too soon will not be blessed in the end. Don't say, "I'll get even with you for the wrong you did to me." Wait for the Lord and He will make things right for you. The Lord hates weights that weigh heavier or lighter than they really are. Scales that are not honest do not please Him. The Lord directs a person's steps, so how can anyone understand their way? A person is trapped if they make hasty promises to God and only later thinks about what they said. A wise king gets rid of evil people. He runs the threshing wheel over them. The spirit of a person is the lamp of the Lord. It lights up what is deep down inside them. Love and truth keep a king safe. Faithful love makes his throne secure. Young men are proud of their strength. Gray hair brings honor to old men. Blows and wounds scrub away evil, and beatings make you pure deep down inside. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm really not wild about getting a beating today, but I do want to be pure deep down inside. Lord, I pray that for those who are facing a difficult day, that you would walk alongside and with, and thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives within. That through you, we can conquer this day, not in some sort of triumphalism, but with just quiet strength. And I pray that for the person today who's looking forward to a day that maybe has complications in it, or broken promises in it, or whatever it may be, or work that's frustrating, or caregiving that's difficult. Lord, just be close to those folks today. And Lord, I particularly pray, and this doesn't have anything to do with the scripture, but I feel prompted to pray for that person out in the audience who is contemplating taking their life. Lord, stay their hand by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, help them to know that they have a life that is worth living and that we need their life on this earth. They are going to fulfill a purpose that only they can fulfill. And Lord, I pray that in that very dark place, when they get to the very bottom of the pit, that instead of trying to escape that pit through suicide, they would reach their hands up and you would lift them from that dark place. Lord, would you rescue them now? Rescue their mind, rescue their will, rescue their hand, rescue their lives, Lord. You are the God of life, and the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and his bent is to destroy anyone who names your name. And so, Lord, for those who are contemplating that they should just leave this earth, Lord, let them place their lives completely in your hand, and would you shed light on all the dark places? Would you scatter the darkness in beautiful ways, surprising ways? Would you send people into their lives who will speak life to them? Lord, I trust you for this, and I believe in your bigness about this, and I, as one who has thought those thoughts before and know how desperately dark they can be, I know and I'm confident that you can walk through those dark valleys with my friends. So I pray that with all of my heart this morning. Lord, we are wanting to have good guidance. And so, Lord, it says that in verse 18, plans are made by asking for guidance. So if you go to war, get good advice. And sometimes, Lord, I feel like this life is going to war. So I pray for myself and I pray for those listening today that you would send amazing advisors, people who give wonderful guidance, people who are in tune with you and have great discernment. We need folks like that so much. Lord, also, I love verse 22. It says, don't say, I'll get even when you with you for the wrong you did to me. Wait for the Lord, and he will make things right for you. Lord, help us not to be vindictive. Help us not to try to be the avenger. Help us instead to entrust our stories and our strife to you. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me, and I'm humbled that you would take the time to listen to just to all that is said in all of these days. And so thank you for that. If you'd like to bless the podcast, you can leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher. And that just helps get the podcast into the hands of many more people. So thank you for listening, and have an amazing day.